Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo abooluganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Mukulikeyo mukwongera okwaniriza okubeerawo kwa Mukama.
We'll come back from the session of welcoming the presence of God.
Ye Katonda Kitaffe.
God the Father.
Umwana,
the Son,
n'omwoyo omutukufu,
and the Holy Spirit,
wamu n'ejjiri abamalayika,
together with the armies of angels,
tuli batuma okuweereza gye tuli,
that they sent to minister unto us,
nga batuukiriza butereevu,
as they fulfill straight,
Beulaniya sura esooka olw'ekkumi
n'esatu, Hebrews chapter 1 verse 13,
n'olw'ekkumi n'ennya,
and 14,
bamalayika nga gy'emyoyo gitumibwa,
angels, their ministering spirit sent,
nga bajja okuweereza ffe abasikira obulokozi,
to come to minister to us who inherit salvation.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era nga bakolwamu naffe,
and they work together with us,
genda maaso okutuukiriza ekigambo kya Katonda,
to move on, fulfill the word of God,
ebyandiko eby'amazima,
the scriptures of truth,
nga bwayogera mu zaburi ya 13,
as it speaks in the Psalms 103,
nnyo 20,
verses 20,
nga agamba nti,
and he says that,
bamwebaze bamalayika ba Mukama,
praise the angels of the Lord,
bazira
the mighty ones,
abatuukiriza ekigambo kye,
who fulfill the word of God,
nga bawulira eddoboozi ly'ekigambo
kye, as they hearken to the voice of his word.
Yes, yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Era mu kubikkulirwa essuula eya 22,
and in Revelations chapter 22,
olw'omusanvu mpaka olw'omunaana,
verses 7 up to 8,
Malayika Gabudyeri,
Angel Gabriel,
annyonnyola omutume Yokana,
he explains to Apostle John,
n'amugamba tuli wakozi wamu n'abo,
and he tells him we are workers together with those,
abakwata ebigambo by'omu kitabo kya Katonda,
who keep the words of the book of the Lord,
wamu ne baganda babwe bannabbi,
even their brethren is the prophets,
tusinze Katonda,
you worship God.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twagala okulabika nga n'owaye tweyongerayo,
we want to move on even today,
sooka okakase nga muganda w'alina ekitabo,
you first prove that the brethren have the book and the pen,
ayina Bible,
they have a Bible,
ateeseteese bulungi,
they have prepared well,
ebitabo by'omwoyo omutukufu,
the books of the Holy Spirit,
okuli omuntu w'omunda,
where there is his inner man,
okuli omutima gwe,
where there is their heart,
n'amagezi ge,
even their mind,
kakasa nga ategese bulungi,
you prove they have prepared,
oli bulungi,
ask them is it well,
bwaba tali bulungi,
if they are not well,
baka ekigambo eky'amagezi,
have a word of wisdom,
oba eky'okutegeera,
or of understanding,
oba eky'okuteesa kwa Katonda,
or of the counsel of God,
oba eky'omwoyo w'amaanyi,
or of the spirit of might,
oba ekigambo ekyokumanya,
or the word of knowledge,
ekireeta omusana ogw'okubi,
which brings the light of revelation,
oba ekigambo ky'okutya Mukama,
or word of fear of the Lord,
ekireeta okukyawa ekibi,
which brings to hate evil,
oba ekigambo ekiyita mwoyo wa Mukama,
or the word passed through spirit of the Lord,
ekireeta okugulumiza Katonda,
which brings to glorify God,
oba omubuulira,
that you tell them,
mubuulira awo mangu,
you tell it to
second
them,
singa asatu zokka,
like 30 seconds,
second sa asatu,
like 30 seconds,
baako ky'omugamba,
have a word you say to them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Omaze okumutegeeza.
Now you are finished to tell them.
Omaze omutegeeza.
You have finished to tell them.
Ateredde bulungi.
They are settled now.
Twagala kulabika nga tutandika.
Now we want to start.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twagala okulabika nga tugenda mu maaso.
We want to move on.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Tukyagenda mu maaso.
Now we're still moving on.
Poza ekitundu kya kumeka.
Now we are on which part?
Ekitundu kya kumi na kimu.
Part 11.
Soko kebire mu kitabo kyo kakase.
You check in your book and prove that.
Daba noyo byawandise obali ku kya kumi na
kimu. You see your neighbor whether they are also in the 11th part.
Okakasiza bulungi.
You've proved that.
Okakasiza.
Have you proved it?
Awandise bulungi.
They have written well.
Omanyi twagala nnyo tuukiriza Matayo esuula ya 28.
You know we want most fulfill Matthew 28.
Olw'18 paka olw'20.
Verses 18 to 20.
Lugamba.
It says.
Mukama Yesu yategeeza n'agamba.
Our Lord Jesus spoke and said.
Nti mpereddwa obuyinza mu ggulu ne ku nsi.
I have been given power in heavens and earth.
Olw'olunyiriri olw'18.
That is the verse 18.
Olw'19 n'agamba.
The verse 19 says.
Kale mugende mufuule amawanga gonna abayigirizwa.
Now go make all nations disciples.
Mulyoke mbabatize.
And baptize them.
Bayingire mu linnya lya Kitaffe.
In the name of the Father.
Omwana.
The Son.
N'omwoyo omutukufu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Twagala nnyo obeere omuyigirizwa.
Now we want most to be a disciple. Sure.
Omuntu omwetegefu n'okwongerayo eri abalala.
A person ready to spread it to others.
Era mu lunyo lwa 20
agamba. And in the verse 20 he says.
Mbayigiriza byonna byenna balagira.
As you teach them all those I commanded you.
Kakati yonna okubanga wetegese bulungi nnyo.
Must appear prepared very well.
Okubuulira kwonna.
In all preaching.
N'okuyigiriza kwonna.
and in all teaching,
when
you become a disciple of the Lord,
one
who can spread things to others.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we glorify God for the good time He's added to give us in His presence.
And
we move on with the 11th part of restoring those who worship God in the spirit and truth all over the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we know that to restore those who worship God in spirit and truth all over the world is the second part in God's worldwide promised call, as he bases in the Bible, in the history, in the prophecies.
And
they have to base it on the nation Uganda from this year 2022 in the month of September.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And in this worldwide call, God has called all nations to work with Him in His final work on His planet Earth, with two main intentions: to hinder the devils from turning this world into Sodom and Gomorrah, a world of homosexuals, men doing foolishness to each other, women with the women,
having
sex with animals and things like
that,
even acts of immorality, which caused many to be burnt. Sodom and Gomorrah were burnt with fire. Intention now to throw many in hell and the lake of fire. And we have to stop the devils from doing that. The second, as we prepare all nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because
you
spoke in Philippians 1 verse 6 that he who began a good work in us is ready to accomplish it
up
to the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Romans chapter
9
verse 28-29, and he says that God will do a work finishing it short and in righteousness. If God has not left us,
He's
not left for us descendants,
we
would have appeared as Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
So in this final work in the planet Earth, that work is the revival and the restoration of all things, the greatest and the last. Things as God spoke them in the prophets from the beginning, to be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So in that session, where it involves restoring those who worship God in spirit and truth all over the world, in fulfilling Acts chapter
3
verse 20 up to 21, where he speaks, as he says, that our Lord Jesus Christ, he will be sent to come back, but it was required for him to first be taken in heaven until God will restore all those who spoke in His prophets, those who were there from the beginning, those who were there from Adam up to our eras. And in those, where we know promise of restoring those who worship God in spirit and truth, it was promised that they come from beyond rivers of Ethiopia at the source of the Nile in the nation of Uganda, according to those in Zephaniah chapter
3
verses 9 up to 10.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So all those course we are going to be doing them passing through restoring the gospel of salvation, the everlasting gospel of salvation, gospel preached to all creations in heavens and earth. Praise Jesus much. And that gospel
is
the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, as we reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven, as the promise is in the Matthew chapter 24 verses 14, and he said, and this gospel will be preached to all creations to be a witness, and then the end will come. Praise Jesus much. As he said in Matthew 14 verse 11, that you are blessed to know secrets of the kingdom of heaven, even to reveal them to nations. Now, in restoring the gospel of salvation,
it's
going to help us to restore gospel music, to restore those who worship God in spirit and truth
all
over the world. That's what we are heading on to do in heaven.
From
this world, we are here rehearsing how they will be. In Amos 3, verse 3, he said that two cannot move together except they have agreed. Do not agree with heaven. We cannot dwell in heaven. If we cannot praise and worship God as those of heavens do it, then we shall never be there except to be in hell on the lake of fire. That is why he speaks, saying, we have been given a ministry to reconcile people with God. Spoken most 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 17 up to 19, that we beseech you reconcile with God.
It's
one way to reconcile with God, as we fulfill Luke 11 verses 2, then his will is done on earth as it is done in heaven, that we can be able to connect when we unclothe these bodies to head on to heavens,
and
we reach when we already reconciled with heavens. Now we beseech you, as we teach, that you reconcile with God. Don't urge you with the wisdom of this world. Praise Jesus much. So we want to proceed on from where we ended yesterday. Praise Jesus much. When we saw the Holy Spirit in His fullness, in the scriptures of truth, and we are able to understand that all the scriptures of truth, which make up the holy book of God, the holy Bible, praise Jesus
Christ.
All we are passed through 7 spirits of God, written in Revelation chapter 1 verse 4, and those 7 spirits, according to Isaiah chapter 11, there is the spirit of wisdom. Isaiah 11 verse 2, the spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of knowledge, spirit of fear of the Lord, and the spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
And we last ended as we began this edit, and we want to see how all scriptures we are passed through 7 spirits of God. Last ended that we had sampled the way all scriptures we are passed through spirit of wisdom.
Right?
There is where we have begun this, our 11th part, with the heading saying, we see where all scriptures were passed through 7 spirits of God, all the scriptures of truth, how they were passed through the 7 spirits of God. Praise Jesus much. Right? There is where not we ended, and we had begun to see of the spirit of wisdom. Praise Jesus much. So we want to start from right there, all before I have been introducing. The introduction, has it been good?
We were.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Right now we have begun officially.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
we are moving on to see the way the scriptures of truth, they
are
passed through the seven spirits of God. Now we've begun, as we say, the scriptures of truth, the way that we are passed through the spirit of wisdom. Remember beginning with scriptures like Deuteronomy 34 and the verse
9,
and he speaks saying this. Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 9.
Era Yoswa omwana wa Nuni yali ajjudde omwoyo ogw'amagezi, kubanga Musa yali amutaddeko emikono, abaana ba Isirayiri ne bamuwuliranga ne bakola nga Mukama bwe yalagira Musa.
And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him and did as the Lord commanded Moses.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That the servant of God Joshua, the servant of God, the judge and the prophet, he was filled with the spirit of wisdom.
Now,
this spirit of wisdom, through whom they passed the holy scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And if you have refused the holy scriptures, the scriptures of truth,
straight,
you have rejected the wisdom of God, and you are moving in the wisdom of this world, that which is not earthly, that of Satan, yet it's the foolishness towards God. As he told us all in the First Corinthians chapter
3,
starting from verse
18
and the verse 19.
Abakolinse kisoka esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekumina omunana.
First Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 18.
Omuntu yenna teyerimbanga. Omuntu yenna bwe yerowooza ng'okuba omugezi mumwe mu mirembe gino, afuukenga omusirusiru alyoke afuuke omugezi.
Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seems to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. Verse 19.
Kubanga amagezi g'omunsi muno bwe busirusiru eri Katonda. Kubanga kyawandiikibwa nti akwasa abagezi enkwe zaabwe.
For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he takes the wise in their own craftiness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Omuntu bwaba ayagala okubeera omugezi mu mulembe guno,
if a person wants to be wise in this world,
asooka ategeere nga musiru,
let him first admit that he's foolish.
Kubanga amagezi g'omunsi muno,
for the wisdom of this world,
bwe busirusiru eri Katonda,
it is foolishness towards God.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Kakati kye tuvudde twakugambye,
that is why I told you,
nti omuntu yenna,
that any person,
wadde nga alina ekirabo eky'okuyimba,
even though he has a gift of singing,
obanga ayimba mu nnyimba ez'omwoyo,
or he sings in the spiritual songs,
ze tuyita eza gospel,
those we call the gospel songs,
obanga ayimba ennyimba ez'omunsi,
or he sings the songs of the world,
ze tuyita
those which instruct all the songs, those fallen in that category, if he sees them in the earthly wisdom, unto God, it appears foolishness. Praise Jesus
much.
At that point, some ask us questions. They say, people, and in the wisdom of the world, they have sung. Even in the actions they attach to the songs, you may see as if they have sung. Sometimes when they sing, audio is good, then the video is bad, and the explanation within it, many times it's involving foolishness. In the time you sink in the earthly wisdom, in the wisdom of this world, you're singing foolishness before God, because the wisdom of this world, it is earthly.
But
explaining that it's natural and earthly, explaining the Bible says that it is demonic. It means in singing like that, in the wisdom wisdom of the world. You find that the
song,
you sing the whole powers of darkness to pervert the many. And as you know musicians how they do it, and you know the great perversion which is in the world, because musicians have some things in the wisdom of Satan, and they give people a mindset which is not right. In the James chapter
3,
explaining of wisdom of the world, he says it's filled with different evils, and in that way, and it is so satanic. Let us read. We say James chapter 3, verse 13.
Ani alina amagezi n'okutegeera mu mmwe, alagenga mu mpisa ennungi ebikolwa bye mu magezi amawombeefu.
Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good life his works with meekness of wisdom. Verse 14.
Newe muba n'ennugu obukambwe n'okuyomba mu mutima gwammwe, temwenyumirizanga so temulimbanga okuziyiza amazima.
But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, boast not and lie not against the truth. If you read verse 14, he say, who has wisdom among you? Speak of wisdom in the word of God. That let him show it. Knowledge. And he shows it. In the good life. Filled with good works. Even with meekness. Have you understood well? But when you look to musicians, the pride involved there, the stubbornness, the madness, you straight understand.
For
in verse 14 he says, but if you have envyings, imagine musicians envy each one another. Yes.
And
each is envious of another. And the envies are moving on. Strives. Boastings. My goodness. If you reach to the aspect of boasting, not like that we have wisdom when we hinder the truth. Hindering the truth, we head on to hinder the Holy Scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We don't
to hinder the truth of the Holy Scriptures. Verse 15, he says this. James chapter 3, verse
15.
This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. Yes.
Amagezi ago,
that wisdom, it's not what came from heaven. For the wisdom which came from heaven, it is the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But they say the wisdom like that, it does not come from heaven. It's of earth. It's sensual. It's not proper. At the end,
it
holds powers of darkness. Involves a great perversion. And Satan, if he wants to spread bad styles of clothing, of the hair, of making or do women nails, long nails, or passing naked, musicians are the first to do a work in. If he wants to teach the world to speak vulgar and obscenity, if he does it through musicians, if he wants the church to become prophetic, he first targets the choir.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And in the church, I first saw rastas, and they're on the keyboards. And the rastas spread the whole church. I first saw them on the keyboards of the church.
Kujita.
On the jitters, sure.
Kubanga ori abakozi ebiye kisiru siru ebyo.
Because him who uses them over those foolishness.
Yari muyimbi yari kerubi.
He was the musician, a cherubim.
Ngarimu nebivuga.
And in him was instruments.
Sigena kunyonyola nnyo ku nsonga eyo kati.
I will not explain more of that issue.
Naye eri gye bisemba nja kukubuulira.
But at the end I will tell you.
Yabajjusaamu amagezi ago agalimu emyoyo emibi.
Is one of them that wisdom which holds evil spirits, the demons.
Nosingana n'omukadde ng'agolokose ku kidongo genda ogule emmotoka.
Find an old person, they have risen on the disco, go and buy a car.
Omukadde atakyesobola.
An old man or woman who cannot even hold
himself.
They find they have risen up on the back.
Anaguli oluvannyuma nga amaze
okugenda. They will feel the pains after they have jumped on the disco.
Kati waliwo ebintu ebitambula mu nsi.
Now there are things moving in this world.
Mwemuwulira music.
You hear music.
Ng'akulalula ng'oyonooneka omutwe.
And it maddens you getting corrupted in the head.
Ninga amagiza agateebwamu.
But the wisdom put within it.
Just okugamba raba seketa robo seka matebo.
To speak that and speaking such.
Nga ndimi zenyine zaba Lucifer.
And there are real
tongues. Lucifer,
you do not settle in line if you remain seated in the chair.
Mugenda okuvaawo.
As you go from there.
Ngengoye zojiddemu
kweziba
mpanvu gwara baswala wika.
Come with if they are to the knees you down you see your shami. The next disco.
Oino kujango obwesa zinga wayo no one said.
Come, you've cut clothes, you're already corrupted.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Umanyi munyimba singa musingana mune bigami munga tumbima.
You know, in most songs you find some words you don't even know.
La bada bandanda.
La bada bandanda.
Ngato chimanyi.
You don't know what it means.
Ninga ori kuli.
But you're la jamming. La bada ba. You're just jamming by the flow of the words.
People
who first entered powers of darkness were musicians.
And
both through them passed demons which have corrupted the church.
The choir
alone, if you see the way they clothe. Remember, everyone admires them in their singing. Every girl seated in the congregation, they go, they have to clothe like the choir. All their clothing they cut themselves with.
Babera mukunku murabwenzi.
They are in spreading, spelling immorality in the congregation. Because
of
the pulpit up high as everyone watches them. But all those, that wisdom which is earthly,
but
in the spirit of wisdom of God, they pass through wisdom of the scriptures. In when we were hearing Timothy, we heard that scriptures alone can make you wise.
Sure.
They give you the rightful wisdom of God. Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
Erango kuva mbuto wamanyanga ebyawandikiwe bitukuvu. Ebiyinzo kugeziwaza okuyingira mbulokovu olw'okukkiriza kuli mu Kristo Yesu.
In that from a child you have known the holy scriptures which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Yes.
Omuntu yenna.
Any person.
Okuva mu buto obw'omunsi.
Right from childhood of the world. When we born on the world, even childhood of being born again in salvation, you must know scriptures. Them alone give you clear wisdom. You reach, and God, when He gives you songs by the talent of singing.
Or
you sing out in the world. You feel that
the
storm of the world has to be involved not to corrupt the world. And when you sing in gospel, you feel you have to include in the wisdom in the word, the scriptures of truth.
Na ye banji kubaba takulide mwecho.
Many of them have not grown up in that.
Ngaba kulide mageza agomusi.
And they have grown up in wisdom of the world. Ngobuzaliru
ana wano.
That which is earthly.
Aga Satan.
That of Satan.
Ero kuyima kwa wekumaliza wekutubwe kuli.
Their singing end up it's like that.
Wecho lino kumanya.
You what you have to know.
Kichigambo kuyimba.
That the word singing.
Chigambo chaburunji nyo.
It's a word of great goodness.
Ati chaburabe nyo.
And it's of great evil.
Singa chile itibuwa.
If it is brought. In the wisdom of God, it's of great goodness. It humbles the spirit. It instructs and teaches. But if it comes in the wisdom of Satan,
it
corrupts even to the great corruption. Because whether the poor, whether rich, they have to listen to it. And the songs, one who sings before you reach the houses of the rich, the songs are in there. Musician, before he is able to visit your home because of poverty, these songs have already reached you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now there is a working Satan uses the musicians. And you see the manners of plaiting the hairs. The lucky dubes. They were the first to bring them. He was lacking. They were the first to bring those hair. They sing the hair is all like that of women. Even men. Those men began to put hair of women on themselves. These men you see plaiting hair. Bible in wisdom it says hair is an honor of women.
Enter
on the music of Satan, we shall reach study. There is the way it corrupts the world. You see children. All the side hair is finished. They leave only in the middle of the head. Musicians spread that. Clothing, trousers falling on the bums. Clothing, mini skirts. Half clothing and half skirts. Those ones. Musicians. Now they come, they enter the church. My God. They found there is no order in there.
It
was not explained worship of God in spirit and truth what it means. And they brought in every style of clothing to clothe. And they spelled spread demons inside the entire church. Find you are an elderly woman.
You
began to grow wrinkles in one or another. But you are in a small dress of your daughter of 15 years.
Ask
what happened on you and how you got sick in that mind.
And
then you pull it down again. That it fits you. Of it when you are sober, you are sober. Why pull it? You know it's short. The skirt. You know it is short. You sit on a border bike. You're pulling it to cover the thighs.
Don't
public immorality like that.
Left
the secret and the public open things.
All
people, they come and they say, yes, Lord, they are guilty, condemned of that.
At least God will have seen you with
your immorality in secret.
Yet,
the whole world proves that you are immoral. Because the world is used to that immorality. They wish to say that one is like that. We all let's be there. Now you think That is it. It's okay. But you see the world. I mean we the people who dwell in this world. We know some of the rightful things.
Yes,
just everyone speaks to another, we got corrupted. Tell them to sit down, explain the corruption. Each one ends explaining the other their corruption. But the truth is, those who hear us teach the things, restoring those who worship God in spirit and truth. Some of them say, how come you are filled of decampaigning others? What can we do? For when we discern and begin to check things sung and compare with wisdom in the world, we lack to gain an understanding of God. Because you find someone has sung yes, and the rhythm is good, and he say, Jesus, your one name, and your word, they have surpassed above all. And she brings darkness in counsel. As we read Job chapter 38, verses 1 and 2, and God asks, who is this who darkens my counsel with words without knowledge? Father, how cometh the song? How cometh his darkness in it? That Jesus is name and his word. Jesus is the word. Because John 1:14, the word closed the flesh and appeared to us, and we saw him as the Son, begotten of the Father, filled of grace and truth. Now Jesus is name and his word. No. As if you tell me that Jesus has his word again, yet him is the word. Don't you see she's brought darkness? Cancel, but the rhythm is good. Means the rhythm was given her very well. And the flow given.
Then
all tones we are given. But mixed in into natural wisdom. Because she would have sung, Father, your one name and your word. Because the name of the Father is what he gave the Son.
Amen.
Hey, yes. In the wisdom in the world, it's meant to be like that. Oh, you would have sung, Jesus, your one name, and your words. Yes. Yes.
For he said
in the John 15 verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask all you need to be given you. Sure. That's the wisdom in the words. There are those who say, apostle in this world, no person on us. He thinks he's the only one right. Me, I wasn't right. But God made me become right. You know why?
Yes,
praise Jesus. For me too, I was born in the world of human beings. I was raised by parents who grew up in the world. Yet what is wholesome has happened? They abandoned me on 12 years. And God held me and he nursed me, he raised me. He took me heavenly journey when I'm 17 years and he's moving in the Bible, and I spent 7 years in it. As I got out of it, I have become wise by the instruction of him, and the wisdom I have is of the word of God. We all are born to seeking wisdom, understanding, counsel, power, knowledge, and we seek to be feared, and we seek to be honored. Those are what we are born in.
Teri kufa zaribwa ngatano tazaribwa kuno nyamagezi.
None of us is born when they are not born to seek wisdom.
Era tutandika okubuza buli tukura.
And we begin to ask any time we are growing. That one, what is it called?
Njagala funa magezi gacho.
I want to get the wisdom of it.
Naye ensonga eziliwo.
But the reasons which are.
Bwana tutuka kunsi.
As we reached on this world.
Ngamagezi aga katonda agali mu kigambo.
And the wisdom of God that in the world. And it's totally reduced.
Ngaga sitani.
And that of Satan. It is so highly elevated. And it's in all our parents.
Ngabotubabuza twavawa.
When we ask them where did we come from?
Tujja tutya wano.
How did we come on this world?
Tuwakuguze mu supermarket.
That we bought you from the supermarket.
Ngabali imbira ddala.
And they deceive, lie to us.
But what a guarantee is the supermarket.
When we understood so the supermarket. And they tell us we pass through this umbilical navel.
But why don't you research?
When we research, this is not a navel.
They
took us aside. And they moved to deceive us again. And they say it. The woman goes there. And she's in labor. And she pushes a baby. Now you come from our stomachs. And that too is a lie. Because the truth is, Ecclesiastes 12:7 has already said, and the body goes to the dust where it came from, and the spirit goes back to God who gave it. All there are lies of wisdom of Satan.
After,
and we told him we might not have come from the stomach. Because they told me this person passed away. But he didn't go back in the stomach. Where did he go where he did not come from? And they tell us we came from Masaka. You originated there. Others originate from Busoga in the east of Uganda. And the lies increase. And it will come to pass when you die, will
charge
you at the burial grounds of your fathers. What about the letters go where? That those go begin to be in the mountains. They all keep lying to us. But the wisdom they were to give us, that in the word tell us the Father is in heavens, and we too came from heaven, and we have to go back there.
Yet,
even the prayer we prayed home, that Father in heaven, children, how did we come on the world? Now the world,
wisdom
is full of the lies of Satan,
filled
of wisdom of Satan, to keep deceiving. But he has told you that right from our childhood, according to 2 Timothy, we ought to know scriptures, they were ones to make us wise. They were wise to guide us in the instruction of God. And they want to perfecting us. That's why he ends up saying that if we reject the word of God, there is no wisdom which is in us. Just we senseless children. Everything come in the heads, we just sing it. Without asking whether it's God who's given it, whether it will correct people or corrupt them. Now, when you reach in the world of the musicians, there are many senseless people there. After they say, you see that apostle, him like that, he calls us senseless people.
Let
me tell you that. Let's read Jeremiah, we see.
Jeremiah, chapter 8, verses
8.
Mwogera mtia tulina magezi, na mateka gamu kama galina fe. Na ye, laba, ekalamu yovulimba, yaba wandisi, ewandisi, evitalibia mazima.
How do you say, we are wise, and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly He made it falsely. The pen of the scribes made it a lie. Yes. They write many books in the world, yet they've written the wisdom. And they claim they've written wisdom in them. But it is earthly. It's of Satan. It is lies. Because Satan is the father of all liars. But in the verse 9 he says, Jeremiah chapter 8 in the verse 9.
Abagezigezi bakwatiddwa ensonyi, bakengetererwa, bawambiddwa, laba, baganye ekigambo kya Mukama, era magezi ki agali mu bo.
The wise men are ashamed, they are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them? Yes. If they reject the word of God, the question asks, what wisdom is within them? They explained it to us in James chapter 3, verse 15. And they said it's of Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That if they reject the word of God, what wisdom is in them?
And
they say it is satanic, it's of the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
in that word we tell you like this, that the more we reject the word of God, there is no wisdom in us. That holy wisdom, which is pure. And we end. We have failed to worship God in spirit and truth. Because the truth of the Holy Scriptures, all was passed through the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we saw very well all scriptures when they were being manifest, they were passed through the seven spirits of God. And we see all scriptures, they were passed through spirit of wisdom to give us the wisdom of God. And if we reject it, the Father in complaining he says, if we reject the wisdom in the world, we are senseless children, and we are wise in doing evils, but doing good we have no knowledge. That's how we say Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 21. Jeremiah chapter 4 verse
21.
How long shall I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpets? Verse
22.
For my people are foolish. They have not known me. They are stupid children, and they have no understanding. They are wise to do evil, but how to do good, they have no knowledge. Yes. You can get wise in doing evils.
And
when you look to our musicians in the church, and to enter the world, they totally differed from the people, the normal human beings. They are totally different from them. And when you see them, the signs from them, you know this is a musician. According to the signs Satan had decorated them with. The funny rasta hairs. Clothing, checked clothings.
Sometimes
they don't put on the buttons. They totally separate themselves from the world. Self-styled. Their shoes, you can find them in a suit and they have cut on this Texas shoe. But what I want to tell you in this aspects of restoring those who worship God in spirit and truth, who are led by the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the spirit of truth, and the truth they are the Holy Scriptures, which point on the Christ, the real truth. Praise Jesus mind. They take us to know that all the scriptures, they were passed through seven spirits of God and they manifested. And just as we've seen, all scriptures were passed through spirit of wisdom to give us the godly wisdom. Now we want to see the second point. How all scriptures were passed through the spirit of understanding. All the scriptures of truth,
they
were passed through spirit of understanding of God. Praise Jesus much.
Maybe
I hope you've written down well. We see the way all scriptures of truth were passed through the spirit of understanding of God. Praise Jesus much. Let me hope we are together to move on to get that understanding. Praise Jesus much. Always be commanded to read in the book of the Lord that we can get understanding and wisdom. Praise Jesus much. But also, scriptures, as they were being passed through spirit of understanding, they attached in them 2 to 4 commands and above. 2-4 verses and above. From the old covenant and the new. From the old and the new covenants. Now I've said like this. All scriptures as God were passing them through spirit of understanding. He gave 2 to 4 commands
on
every issue and above. Praise Jesus much. He gave 2 to 4 commands and above on every issue to bringing understanding. That another scripture explains another.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus much. And he proved that the verses appear to be 2 to 4 and above to bringing understanding. And he proved that he puts in the old covenant even the new covenant
or
in the different books making up the book, the Bible. That is what it means to understand. Sure. The spirit of understanding.
He
proved there never appear one verse which speak of that issue. He proved
that
verses appear 4. 2 to 4. And above. And he proved that this verse, it will explain this one. And it brings understanding. And when we are preaching, we preach under that rhythm. Order. The rhythm of preaching and teaching the word of God. The person, if we shall give them understanding of God and they get spirit of understanding, if it's a command, we have to bring 2 to 4 commands to prove it's a command of God.
The
spirit of understanding proves that they are right in there. And in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, he speaks like this. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 27.
Laba, kino kinalaba bwayogera omubuulizi, ng'ateeka ekigambo ekirala ku kirala okunoonya ensonga.
Behold, this have I found, saith the preacher, adding one word to another to find out the reason. Yes. The rightful preacher of the gospel and the teacher of the word, he says that this word he saw, he had to join a word on a word to bring out a reason that he understands. Now it is like this. That God, when he was passing the scriptures of truth, in the spirit of understanding, he proved that in the Bible, it does not appear there when it is once written there. He proved that it has another of its mates which explains it. And then the Bible itself, it appears its own dictionary. And when we say that in us there is the spirit of understanding, it has to join the word of God to a word of God. If we are to worship in songs, to praise in the songs, even when we are composing them, we join verses in the song that though you've not mentioned it, the reader of the word of God can know that that day sing is in this verse, even this one in the other verse.
For
within singing there is a point we sing, we bring understanding. And in singing for you, we bring understanding. I sing a song. Above the heavens,
above the heavens,
there the Father put his glory above the heavens. In a human head, there cometh the word that the Father, he sits above all the heavens. Now, one of
the
red scriptures, when I hear you, I begin to connect that Ephesians 4, verse 6.
God,
one God, Father of all, who is above all, who works in all, he is in all. Sure. I
join
on Ephesians 4. Verses 9 and 10, that Christ Jesus went deep down after ascended past through all the heavens. He went above the heavens.
I seek,
if you pass through all the heavens, where do you go? I go back. I get Job 28 verse 23 and 24,
that
God based above all the heavens and he sees through all the heavens and earth. I connect, I understand well the song that he sings. Sure.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But if you sing me a song, he brought me from the village in my sorrow. You are like that. You love me, Jesus. You want to say people in the village, God does not love them?
He not
put us everyone in the territory based there to seek for him. As
he said in
Acts 17, 23, 28,
he put us
in territory each, in the village, everyone seeking from there. He's poking the throne of me. 28, if you diligently hearken to my voice and keep my commands, all these blessings will come to you. You'll be blessed in the village, in the city.
What you say,
in the village there are curses,
yet
the food you come in the city
is
planted in the villages. Don't put God in your wisdom, in that understanding. If you sing, he brought you in the village. That is the great love. Those there, he does not love them. There are songs you look at and then, you brought me from the village. In my sorrow, you loved me, Jesus. You brought me from very far. You would have sung. You brought me from hell. Jesus, you saved me. When you
were smitten
for my sake, you saved me with the lake of fire. They
have
counted the understanding, considered it in you, of God.
He
brought you from village. That's a song.
You want to say all those
get saved, they run from the villages. Who will preach to those in the village to get saved? There are some things you sing. Somebody is saying, Apostle, what is wrong with him? The wrong thing I have upon me is one.
It's
to tell you the rightful thing, you don't want it. If you ask what's wrong with the apostle, the wrong thing I have is that one. Telling you the rightful thing and you don't want it. Praise Jesus much. But in the spirit of understanding, God asked in the Isaiah chapter 28, verses 9 and 10, and he says like this. Isaiah chapter 28, in the
verse 9.
Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and taken from the breasts. Verses 10.
Kubanga kiba kiragiro ku kiragiro, ekiragiro ku kiragiro. Olunyiriri kulunyiriri olunyiriri kulunyiriri wano katono au katono.
For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Yes,
katonda soka nabuza.
God first asks,
ani gwe namanyisa,
whom shall I teach knowledge?
Era gwe nategeeza.
And I cause to understand doctrine.
Ebibuulirwa.
To understand doctrine.
Omanyi eno bwe ebuulirwa.
You know this gospel when it's being preached.
No tajireta lunyiriri ku lunyiriri.
You don't bring it verse by verse.
Tosobola kuleta kutegeera.
You can never bring understanding.
Era omwoyo w'okutegeera.
In the spirit of understanding.
Awulira ddala mu kanisa ne mu bantu.
It disappears from the church and from the people.
Kubanga waliwo abantu bempulira nga basoma Bible.
Because there are people here who read the Bible.
Nakwata olukalala.
And it gets a line.
Ngali. Olaba nasoma amawuli.
If anyone knew it in the news. He explains. And he connects what happened at the scene. Yet you just read. Matthew chapter 3. Read the verse 1.
Oh, yes.
And you keep going. And you say, that has been the word of the Lord. Now, what understanding have you brought? But he has said, because when he will be bringing understanding, he
said
it's going to be command by command. Command by command. He
says
two commands. When he repeats command by command, he has entered four commands. And he spoke of it where and where. That here and here. Then the spirit of understanding is coming in the people.
And
he said line upon line. He said those are two. When
you
repeat verse by verse, they have entered four.
You
bring understanding. He said, here a little,
there
a little. Get a verse and another. Bring understanding.
Umenye katonda weyare yogera mu Isaiah.
God, when he was speaking in the Isaiah chapter 2, he said
it
will come to pass in the latter days. What did he
say? Isaiah
chapter 2 and the verse 2.
Awulituka munaku ezoluvanyuma olusezule nyumba ya mukama lulinywezebwa kuntiko yensozi era luligulumizibwa okukira ensozi era amawanga gonna galikulukutira kulwo.
And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. Verses
3.
Isaiah chapter 2, verse
3. Twambukire olusozi lwa Mukama, eri ennyumba ya Katonda wa Yakobo. Era natuyigirizanga kumakuboge naffe tunatambuliranga mu mpenda ze kubanga mu Sayuni mwe mufuluma amateeka n'ekigambo kya Mukama mu Yerusalemi.
And my people shall go and say, come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
That
has spoken in the Isaiah chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. He repeated it in Micah chapter 4. And he says like this. Micah chapter 4 from verse 1.
Naye mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma olulituuka olusozi lw'ennyumba ya Mukama luliba lunywevu ku ntikko y'ensozi
But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established on the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. Verses 2.
Erama wanga manji agaligenda negogera timuje tuamukere olusozi lwa mukama nelye nyumba ya katonda wa Yakobo naye ituyigiriza ebyengudoze nafe tulitambulira makuboge kubanga musayuni mwemuliva amateka nechigambo cha mukama mu Yerusalemu.
And many nations shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth out of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
Yes, a little and there a little.
He moves on, bring understanding. Now we've got near a little
in Isaiah
chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. We've got a little in Micah 4, verses 1 and 2. The verses we are in 4. Yes. We have totaled to 4 verses. But we can even go above. Why will they be coming on the mountain of the Lord? The reason is to be told. What will be there? Isaiah chapter 11 verse 9. He explains to us what will be there. Yes, let us read. Isaiah chapter 11 verses 9.
Tebalirumya ne wakubadde okuzikiriza ku lusozi lwange olutukuvu lwonna. Kubanga ensi erijjula okumanya Mukama ng'amazzi bwe gasaanikira ennyanja.
They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. As nations have come on the mountain, on the mountain of the house of the Lord, they will no more get destroyed for lacking knowledge. As Hosea 4:6 says, because in that time the earth will be filled knowledge of God, as the waters cover the sea. Who will be there teaching them? They say the Lord will be there teaching them. But in the Isaiah chapter 48 verse 17, he had already said, I am the Lord who teach you how to profit. You see how the verses move? We join understanding. That is what they call the spirit of understanding. He through him they pass scriptures to prove they don't appear as one verse. Proof each verse explains the other, that we may hold the spirit of understanding in us. And when we reach in preaching, in teaching, and we pour out spirit of understanding in the people, the spirit moves the whole world. When we reach, compose and sing for God, and sing in the spirit of understanding still,
and
now we
sing,
we worship God in the spirit. Are we led by the Holy Spirit, spirit of understanding?
And
we worship in proof of the scriptures, which bring understanding of God. Sure. Now, didn't you hear?
There's
going to be a mighty move of the Holy Spirit. He's not going to pass, blow a wind around. He's going to move within us.
When
it came down in the Acts 2, verses 3 and 4, that day was the first day you heard a noise from heaven.
As
they heard again the noise, it's in the apostles. They are
spread.
They are in every place.
We increase,
angels are taking them. Teacher, did they hear heaven's make noise again? From the Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, in the Acts 4, in the Acts 4 again he shook the earth, all where they were, right from there. When he came down, in the Acts 1:8
says,
he gave them power,
and
they began spread in Judea,
Jerusalem,
in Jerusalem,
the
utmost part of them. And
they
didn't know the Spirit was in the apostles, spreading the whole world. Spreading.
Kati mumuroza.
How you think?
Agenda tambuza zine motoka za musimba ku makubo.
Move these cars you park on the roads.
Mumuri ku revival.
That you're on revival.
Yetaga fe.
He needs us.
Fe but transporter.
We are his transporters.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me tell a secret. In the world of the devils, they have demon transporters. In the world of God, we have transporters of the Holy Spirit spreading in the world.
And
when
we reach
all of us, we let the Spirit get him. You began parking cars. Instead of cars, you have lifted your heads out of the
revival.
Top of their roofs and you are doing revival in cars. Car revival?
Yeah.
Car revival.
Revivals.
He wants to teach us to understand.
Spirit
of understanding to pass through you, spread the world.
So what do
you say he comes from Uganda? Just look around.
Yes.
Yes.
Miracles
is to work, working with you. Are we together?
Wow.
There is what we call spirit of understanding.
In
the world is not differentiated, but in the church we understand it. That the spirit of understanding is one who brings twofold and above commands in the Bible. Brings 2-4 and above verses from the old and the new covenant. All the books
Bible
and Jesus understanding.
Power
spirit of understanding in the world.
Hey, hey.
My.
You
know what God has done in this nation? But because those who run swift usually are not one
way.
Now you keep moving ahead, we shall come along. The race is not to the swift.
You
join on us when you get backwards to come for us again. You know when you run in
meaning,
it's a point you run and finish.
Game
but it's not you who finish that game. You have just limited to a point. You end where you were. You give it to another to move on to take it. Now let them keep rotating until they reach us to the end.
The
rest you'll finish it well. In the name of the Lord. And there is, but the one who finished is behind. That's where we are.
You'll
come back, you keep running. We are the one last with the stick of moving the relay.
Revival.
Moving revival. You keep running. And what is very awesome, the one who comes last is the best sprinter to overtake all those who overtook us.
Basitani,
the devils who had spread the word. We are going to run the other marathon swift.
Basitani,
the devil who moved ahead in the world.
You
know, Bible says, lies when it lies. But the truth, when it comes, it overtakes it. You gotten sad or you're happy? Even our supporters who hate us, we thank God for them. You speak a lot about us out there. By the time we shall reach out, everyone knows us, we are there. You know, Bible says you always hold in the truth.
Even
those who speak evils, they see it later, and you are of truth. Now it is like
it.
We have our supporters who hate us. They support us in that way. This time they are out there speaking words about us. They say they are cults. Cults. And people know we are there.
When
they
hear us,
they will wonder, do cults speak like such? of us ready, they are waiting for us. Others come here to prove whether we are cults. Thank you so much
for
sell us out there, our supporters who hate us.
We
don't have hatred towards you. We take you as our supporters. And after you will join on us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But always, all the scriptures, those in the Bible, as your pastor's spirit of wisdom, holding the exceeding wisdom, that of the living God,
to
your pastor's spirit of understanding,
then you are given
2, 4 and above verses on every issue spoken about. When they say we read in the book of the Lord, they say read a lot of scriptures.
No.
There are those who read Bible from Genesis.
You
never understand it till you get spirit of understanding.
But
the first
read
in Genesis 1, let me give you an example. When you read in the beginning, God created heavens and earth. Have you understood where the beginning is? Bible begins to explain you that first seek for the beginning. For in the beginning, that's where God was when he created heavens and earth. Genesis 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning, God created heavens and earth. Where is the beginning? We go in John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God.
Okay.
At the beginning, that's where they were.
Okay.
At the beginning was the Word. And the Word is with God. And the Word is God. Right at the beginning was not there by alone. He was there with the Word. Let me go on. I'm going at the beginning. I want to know there. And the verse 2 says, he was there at the beginning. Verse 3 says, all things were created by him. For without him, nothing was created. Where is the beginning? That at the beginning, they were there before all things were created, heavens and earth. But where is that? I go above all the heavens. I enter Ephesians 4. Verses 9 and 10. Jesus, when he raised up, he ascended, passed through all the heavens. He went back to glory. He was with his Father before the world was. John chapter 17, verse 4 and 5. And I reached the beginning. I know right at the beginning above all the heavens.
When
you read the beginning, you keep reading verse by verse. You don't even know there. The spirit of understanding, you can perceive understanding. Yes. That's why we told in Isaiah, chapter 34, verses 16 and 17. We seek the book of the Lord and read, none of them will lack their mates. Each has its companion, even its fulfillment. For the mouth of the Lord commanded, the spirit of the Lord gathered. He put in Isaiah prophet, Isaiah 2, that's 2 and 4. He put in prophet Micah 4, verses 1 and 2.
The
spirit of understanding, he did that. He knew you will con people a lot. And you explain him things you want. He threw it elsewhere. When you
call
him from this one, he will get to sanity the next. Are we together? Let's read Isaiah.
Isaiah sura ya 3 n'olunyiriri olw'11. Isaiah sura ya 3 n'olunyiriri olw'11. Munonye mu kitabo kya Mukama musome. Tekulibula kwebyo na chimu. Tewaliba ekiribulwa kinnaakyo. Kubanga akamwake kekalagidde. n'omwoyo gwe gwe gubikunganyiza.
Isaiah 34 verse 16. Seek you from out of the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these shall fail. None shall lack her meat. For this mouth, for my mouth has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. Verse 17. And he has cast the lot for them, and his hand has divided it unto them by measure. They shall possess it forever. From generation to generation shall they dwell in it. Yes.
Right.
Generation to generation. I wonder of the other man. The other papa. You know what he said? That the Bible is outdated. You know that papa? Yes. Bible was put there to be from generation to generation. Amen. It can never be outdated. Those servants of Lucifer, they are going to face it. Because out of Uganda is coming a special thing that they can never confront. We want to show them that Bible is in the exceeding wisdom, in the spirit of wisdom of God, the spirit of understanding,
and
cannot bring in your foolishness. Bible says Isaiah 34, verse 16, seek in the book of the Lord and read. You know, there I told you
that
on the top of this Bible,
the holy book of God, of the Lord God,
they would have written the holy book of the Lord God.
So see the holy Bible.
And not the holy Bible. For the word holy Bible means the introduction of the word of God. It does not say that the entire of it is the word. It means the introduction, it means you can add in as you want. You go search about that word.
Bible.
Go search the word Bible in the dictionary. It's an introduction. Don't believe that the entire word of God is here. They say they are free to even add within it. Now the truth which is meant to be
the holy book of the Lord God.
That's why I say Isaiah 34 verse 16. Seek the book of the Lord. You go how you seek for the book of the Lord, you fail to get it. And you're looking for the Holy Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Why
don't you leave him? She will go where she's meant to go.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Leave it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, Aboruganda.
So, brethren, the truth is like this. We seek in the book of the Lord as we read. None will lack its mates or its seasons. Because the mouth of the Lord spoke and his spirit gathered. Now in gathering all these scriptures, the spirit of understanding proved
that
there never appear one verse speaking on an issue, but they appear 2, 4 and above. And he told us in the verse 17 that God made lots for them. This goes with this one.
Aha.
Yes. And he put there
a measuring
line which measures the end where the meaning ends. Lest you twist them, their meaning. Like most of you twist them for your own destruction.
Pastor
reads Ezekiel 37
Naga, soma.
And he said, read the bones in the valley, end there.
Eyo business yo.
That is your business
yerimu,
in the valley.
It's
so dry.
Those
are your pockets. That is your bank account. But you can prophesy upon it tonight. As River 7 he says, all those bones in the valley, the entire house of Israel, and not pockets and saucepans. And when you see them in the valley, the valley of the planet Earth where we are, it is Psalms 23 that the Lord is my shepherd. He takes me besides the still waters. He makes me eat the green pastures. Though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And all we on the planet are, we died in Adam, we are dead. And our Lord Jesus said, let the dead go bury their own dead. And the dead body is dead, even those going to bury it. And he said, John 3, you must get born again. If it's not that, you are dead. And you have closed the body of death. But instead of explaining the bones in the body as Adam, human beings who died in Adam, and they lost the heavenly body, and they got the body of death, he explained saucepans, twisted the meaning. For God, they are in the perfect wisdom of God, and that they are in understanding, can connect them to bring understanding. John chapter 3, verses 3. And Nicodemus moved in the night.
Now you have come this overnight. And you are the
Nicodemus.
Do you think God doesn't know you as a person? He knows you. You are not Nicodemus. He knows you. Because he knows all the stars in the space of the heaven and their names.
Yes.
He also knows you. You are not Nicodemus. No. Are you Nicodemus?
Nicodemus.
Because you have come in the
overnight.
So you say you are the
Nicodemus.
Nicodemus.
God was prepared for Nicodemus. They faced out. He has yours who is existing now. God is workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. God ordained we move by them before the world
Nicodemus
was. Nicodemus moved by his.
Nicodemus, so Nicodemus,
you want to redeem things of Nicodemus, you don't want yours?
Nicodemus,
Nicodemus moved in the night.
Yes.
And he came to Jesus.
Therefore now you have come in the overnight. And you are the Nicodemus.
Nicodemus, Bechiro Chariro.
Read the second verse.
Read verse Dako.
Namugamba.
And it told him,
you
can't enter the kingdom of God except you're born again.
Ndaba business.
I see your business. It gets born again. They speak to a human being a business.
Now,
people
don't
understand and came to flow in the world.
Bring
understanding what is preached.
Even in
the gospel to be ordered, we sing connect scriptures.
For
gospel means we sing the gospel.
Gospel music.
Gospel music. It means what? You sing songs of the gospel. When the gospel turned to take it,
even
the songs came when they are of take it.
Catch it.
My miracle is here. My miracle is here. It's here. And I am going with it. You go back, you don't have it.
You've not
taken the gospel. You want a miracle. One of us
said,
the kingdom of God and righteousness. The rest I added them.
When
you reach on your miracle, is right there.
He said,
when you preach that gospel,
then
these will be added to us.
We
raise that we heal.
You've
not picked the gospel.
You are on
your miracle, you take it. Now I've spoken like this. By the spirit of understanding. Has to flow in this nation.
Free
to understand the word of God. And he connects this verse by verse. And he changes the songs. Those which praise God. Even all worship. For those who twist scriptures their meaning. They bring destruction. Not only theirs. But even of the hearers. Praise Jesus much. So that's why he tells us like this. As I conclude,
2
Peter chapter 3,
15
and 16.
Peter ekyokubiri esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'15.
2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15.
Era mulowoozenga ng'okugumiikiriza kwa Mukama waffe bwe bulokozi. Era nga muganda waffe omwagalwa Pawulo mu magezi ge yaweebwa bwe yabawandiikira.
And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you. Verse
16.
As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable twist, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Yes. You know, many twist the meaning of the scriptures. And they give us another as you've heard. But for their own destruction, even the hearers. For you to get a thing and it's not the way God spoke it. And you believe it in its falsehood. And it destroys you. But why it's been brought verse by verse? To spot the lies of Satan that may be caught. And the word of God has come like this. And he found to all who will sing about it. And they say they sing gospel music. It has to be line by verse. Command by command. Yeah, a little there, a little.
That we
may catch the conmen who have closed sheep's skin. Yet inside their wolves. They read their one verse.
Jesus,
Yesu,
passed here at the Nazareth.
Naita in Nazareth.
Now he's passing here.
Kakano aita wanolwelo. And
they
begin to beat you down.
I
don't know who speaks them like that, but perhaps you know him.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
I
would have spoken much on the spirit of understanding.
In
the way scriptures were passed through him, to appear when they are righteous. As gold refined in the fire 7 times. You do not have anything to tell it as you. Nothing you can add on them. And if you add on them, they will blot you from the book of life. If you subtract from them. If you subtract from them. They get you from the book of life. If you add in them.
They
add you on the place written in the Bible. That verse you read in Revelations 22, verse 18 and 19. We are not going to read it, you read it yourself. If you subtract from them, they brought you from the book of life. If you add in them,
they
add upon you place written in the book of the Bible. But the end of all, it is Isaiah 28, verses 13. It says like this. Isaiah chapter 28, verse
13. Bagende bagwe bugazi, bamenyeke, bategewe, bakwatibwe.
But the word of the Lord was unto them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backwards and be broken and snared and taken. Yes. The word of the Lord passed through our nation Uganda on this time.
And
to, for and above commands. If you want to act upon an issue of God, give us two commands to four in the Bible.
You will
not come tell us, God told us we do it, we are not going to do it.
Good
that Satan has passed to deceive the people. Now it's time to be caught. To be broken down. All contentions of Satan. Two, four, and above verses. Here a little, there a little. They'll be captured. They'll be broken. Snared. And they break. It's a time to separate those who serve God, even who never serve Him.
For the
book of remembrance is how they are meant to be. That's spoken most Malach chapter 3, verses 16 up to 18. The book of remembrance was written, and those who feared the Lord remembered His name, and He says to forgive them. As a father forgives this child who serves him, and so when we return, we shall separate. He who serves him and who never serves him, the righteous and the wicked. A time has come. A time has come.
It's
moving through our nation Uganda in the month of September. We already began to prepare ourselves. There are those who've rushed and entered the field where they're not yet preparing themselves. They left the shoes on the door, the preparation of the gospel. They didn't prepare themselves, they moved out.
Now
you, God has held you because of grace. You are going to prepare Uganda. Uganda go prepare nations. What we've spoken of you, spirit of understanding. The way the Holy Scriptures, the Scriptures of truth, they pass through spirit of understanding. If someone asks this from you, you tell them. It's the rhythm or order of preaching. Two, four, and above commands. Two, four, and above verses. From the old and the new covenant. All the books make up the Bible. And you tell them always that one is the spirit of understanding.
It
brings understanding, connecting verses. Now we shall begin right from there. We see where scriptures were passed through spirit of counsel of God. And they have the times and seasons. And it's the spirit of prophecy. And all the scriptures ended when they are the prophecy.
It
proved every scripture. It has its time and seasons. And there are even those which already came to pass long back. There are those being fulfilled now. There are those going to be fulfilled to His coming back. Spirit of counsel. And now we see you.
Bible.
You are on the Bible.
Outdated.
Which is that it's outdated. Me, I think.
Outdated.
It's you who is outdated.
Wow.
In the world, you know what they be there. If you don't repent, your place is hell. Heavens, you failed on it. And you fail on the world, then you make it to heaven. You know, you have a saying, we say, the world, you failed on it. If you fail on this world, you have to go in hell. For what is born of God, it overcometh the world. And when it overcomes the world, it heads on to heaven. Yes. When you fail on the world,
nekuwangula nekuendesa
overcometh you nekura fornication yayo. You do every stubbornness of it.
Ngomanya neguli kulemi.
You know even heaven is your failure on it.
Kati nzingambo yo musajjo.
I said to that man.
Agamba.
Who says?
Bible is outdated.
The Bible is outdated.
Nzingamba yali outdated yokubera musi.
It's him to outdated to be in the world.
Emulemi.
He has failed. He heads on to hell.
Kubanga chatu gambi wadda.
For it was told us of old. Galatians 1:6 up to 8. One like that. Bring another gospel. Let him be cast. We have cast him.
Amina.
You
say that apostle. That is the apostle.
Bible
says, one sent of God speaks the words of God. Brethren, time has come, no more jokes. No more playing on the word of God.
We are
going to bring our fullness of Holy Spirit.
It
is to move mightily.
The mighty move. Of the Holy Spirit of revival.
The Holy Spirit restoration. Revival and restoration. Now you wait in tomorrow.
We see
the way the Holy Scriptures of truth, they pass through spirit of counsel, and God filled all the counsel of God, and you cannot contend against it. And then we see scriptures. How they are passed in the spirit of might, and they go filled of power.
They say the
power in the word.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
You
see, they pass the spirit of knowledge. They have all the light which reveals everything. That which was hidden in that secret. And they are brought out in light.
You
pass the spirit of fear of the Lord. And they bring to hate evil. And they bring many depart from evil. They were not preached as they are. Evil spread. It consumed the church.
The
gospel departed from scriptures in two words.
Sin
gained authority and power. And it spread in the church.
All scriptures
pass the spirit of fear of the Lord.
And
when we read it there, we feel hate and evil cometh in us. And we
love
power to fight evil.
And
we reach shed blood that the blood will be changed. Even the blood of Jesus speak better words. All the scriptures
we
are passed through the spirit of the Lord
to glorify
God the Father alone and His Son Jesus.
They
don't glorify any other God in any other creation. Yet that helps us when we know them. We know how we worship God in spirit. And we know we live by the Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God. And we know it's the spirit of truth.
Who
wrote the truth of the scriptures. When they are passing the seven spirits,
then
we worship God in spirit and truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's welcome the choir to take us on as we were await for tomorrow. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God.
Amen.
Amen.